know this. I'm sorry. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of them own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections or human affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good, traitor, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. And this last verse is making it very clear. This is what it's saying. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. God said, turn away from that. Get away from that. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Subject of our message today is perilous times are here. Amen. I'm not going to say they're going to come. They're already here. Yes. It's going to get worse. Amen. Perilous times. And these are some of the signs of the perilous times, the things we read right here. The word perilous means dangerous times, unsafe times, uncertain times, critical times, difficult times. That's what perilous means. It's nothing but bad, bad, bad. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So know also that in the last days, and we are in the last days, the perilous times shall come. It's not, they will come. It's a guarantee. They shall come. That means it shall. It's so. Amen. And they are here right now. For men should be lover of their own selves. Covetous. Amen. The lovers of their own self. Amen. Thinking more highly of their self than they ought to. And maybe even love the next man. Amen. Men loving men, any of that. Lovers of themselves. Loving one another. Amen. Covetous. Amen. Covetous means to be envious, jealous, desiring to possess something belonging to someone else. You got a lot of haters in this world. Amen. If you're doing good, you have to watch. Amen. Your surrounding. Because the people see you doing good, some of the devil use them to try to bring you down. They're covetous. Amen. Covetous, envious, jealous. It's a lot of jealousy. Jealousy is desire to possess something that belongs to someone else. That's what covetous means. That means you want something what somebody else has. You just want it because they have it. You might not even need it. You just want it. You want everything. I want that. You know, little kids, they do stuff like that. They don't even know what they asking for. They see some, little bitty kids, they don't know no better, little bitty kids. They see somebody with some, I want some of them to fall all out to, and the parents have to teach them better. You don't do that. That's not yours. You don't try to get something that belongs to somebody. Well, you got adults cover this too. Cover this, amen. Want something what they see somebody else, amen, have. Boasters. In other words, a boaster is someone that's always bragging about something of thinking more highly than of themselves than they ought to. Always bragging about what they have, their possessions, what they got. And then they ain't got Jesus, they don't have nothing anyway. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Boasters, proud. And a person is proud, they mean they're excessively esteem themselves up high. They're arrogant. And they're haughty. They're rude. Amen. Amen. A proud person. Amen. Proud, thinking more highly of themselves than they ought to. Amen. Being a self-esteem above normal. Putting themselves way up high above more than they should. Arrogant. Haughty. Amen. This is the time of last days. We're going to see more and more of this. Amen. Blasphemers. Amen. A blasphemer is one that we're speaking about in the things of God. One that blasphemes or mock or disrespect the things of God. Talk down the things of God. Disrespects God. Disrespects God's people. Amen. Mockers. Amen. You know, so we'll see that too. More blasphemers, amen, amen. The people that mocking, amen, mocking the things of God, so, and talking it down, and disrespecting God and disrespecting God's people. You know, a lot of times we gather a lot of people and we think that they're our friends, but honey, you'll find out your real friend. Amen. Because a real friend, honey, if they're not going to part with you if you want to do something different. Amen. If you want to serve God, they're not going to come up against that. Amen. They're going to respect that. Amen. People say to your friends, when you do what they do, you'll find out. If you don't do what they do, you'll find out. Why don't you do what they do? You my friend. You do something different, you're not a friend. Amen. Sister saying she seen somebody in the store she hadn't seen in a while that had caused her trouble all down her life at that job. And look, she didn't have decency how to even address her. Amen. 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 But it's like she knew who she was. And she and the sister knew who she was. She knew she was the enemy. Amen. So you got to know the enemy. Amen. Sometimes you be talking to these people, my friend, they may be your enemies. Yeah. Let something come up, you'll find out how much a friend. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Bible speaks about woe be unto them when we all speak. God will give us things to warn us. We got to know what's in the word of God. You ain't got to walk around looking for no enemies. You ain't got to try to make enemies. You're going to have them. Yeah. I have a lot of people think well of me. They totally respect me. But I know I got enough sense enough to know when there's an enemy too. Yeah. You got to know that, you know, the Bible don't tell us, call our sisters and brothers the enemies. We supposed to be my brothers and sisters. But amen, if people ain't in the Lord the way they need to be, you have some sitting up in the right in the church. Yeah. Amen. You think they for you. The Bible said they was with us, but we found out they went out from among us. Because after a while, people are not going to be on the same page. When you're not on the same page, you will find out real quick. And the Bible speaks of man's worst enemies of his own household. It's going to be right among. See, we're looking out there for enemies, honey. The worst enemy you have will be right people that you sleep with, eat with, and talk with, and amen. Jesus told him, he had that he had the supper with him, the last supper with them, but he said, I tell you, one of you a devil. Yeah. So the Spirit of God has great discernment. Yes, you can smile with people, talk with people. You ain't got to call people out and everything, but God give you discernment that, you know, everybody ain't to watch yourself. Yes, God give you enough word, watch yourself. Watch yourself. And even being a pastor, position yourself, you have to watch yourself. Watch yourself. You won't go in hating people. Not like if you're watching, you have some kind of discernment. God does not expect none of us to walk out of here with no type of discernment. Discernment, honey, that's your shield. You better have something. Amen. You're walking around here thinking everybody is your buddy and buddy, honey. You in for a rude awakening. Amen. So you got to be so watchful and prayerful. Amen. Amen. You can look at the enemy, and you can walk with people, and people don't even know you know what they're about. You know, God, he gave you wisdom. Amen. Wisdom is protect you. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. And so we talk about these type of, amen, things. People have these people, that type of characteristics of folks, amen, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient. That's a strong spirit right there. That's a strong spirit in this world, a disobedient spirit. Because all disobedient, Bible said, is sin. Now, I didn't say it, the Bible said it. All disobedient. I don't care if I do it, you do it. He didn't say who did it. He said who. All of it is just sin. Sometimes we have to say, don't you have to ask God to forgive you sometime? Yes, you do. I do. Yeah, because what you did, something you knew you shouldn't have done. That's why we ask God to forgive us, because we do things we shouldn't have done. So they're disobedient. So all disobedience is sin. So what you do? You repent of your sin. Amen. Amen. With the mind, I'm not going to do it. You know, have the mind, even if you mess up and do it again, but have at least in your mind, I'm not playing. I'm trying to do that no more. Amen. It's not saying you won't do it no more, but just having your mind, I'm not going to do it. And God look at your heart, and he will help you to stop doing it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Amen. Disobedient to parents. And I'm speaking about disobedient period, but it's in parents too. This is a generation that there's a lot of disobedient out here. Yeah. You know, I my children are grown and they're gone on. They live on their own, and I cannot imagine You know, I thank God, but my kids, they did little things, even though there wasn't no angels and stuff. But the disobedience now is much stronger than back then. Yeah. You got probably little kids telling you what they ain't going to do. I probably couldn't take that. Hell no. Amen. But disobedient to parents. Unthankful and unholy. Unthankful and unholy. It all go together. Because God going to help you to be thankful if you serving him. You listen to him, he'll have you to be thankful, and he'll have you to be holy. Unthankful, unholy. Without natural affections. Without natural affections, human affection. People are laying with dogs, animals, and all kind of stuff. You don't know what folks doing. Wicked. Foul. Unnatural. That's unnatural. That's demon. That's demons. Amen. People land with their mama, land with their daddy, and all that kind of unnatural. Land with animals, anything. We got a lot of stuff going on in this world we don't even hear about on the news. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. We was out eating one time. I'm going to get into the depths of it. Me and a couple sisters out eating. And there was some people behind us, and I did not hear that part, but they were saying that these two women was talking to one another, and they were talking some graphic stuff. And you would just look at them. I ain't trying to be funny. Look at them. Amen. Look at them like, y'all doing all that? Look at the way y'all look. It's like, I mean, you shouldn't be doing it anyway, but you really drawing attention to yourself. And Lord, I'm so glad I didn't hear it, because I probably looked at them before I knew it so hard, because it'd been so shocking. I thought you were talking to a man. Now you're talking to a woman like that? What's up with that? Is there not enough men in the world or what? Are they all locked up dead or what? What is really going on? One lady I seen, and I thought to myself, I know her from somewhere. And she come find out she was one of them women. And I said, she spoke, and I spoke, she smiled, and I smiled. I said, I don't know you. She said, I don't know, like she wasn't trying to think, you know. And see, I heard the Holy Ghost say, "Why we get my food?" He said, "You don't ask no more. You might not want to know." And later on, I found out. I said, "Oh my God!" Some graphic stuff. That was nasty. That was foul. That was very demonic. That was not natural. People do stuff some more. They think we all doing it. No, we're not all doing that. Amen. 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 Sometimes it ain't good. We don't hate people that do things that we don't do, but sometimes it ain't good to be involved with them, because people are going to include you with them. And for you know, you might pull that spirit up too. That spirit is a strong spirit. Amen. It's strong upon the world today. Amen. If God made you a man, he made you a man. He made you a woman, he made you a woman. Amen. And he didn't want you to desire both sex or the same sex. You're supposed to desire the opposite sex. Somebody give God a praise. Something wrong, but they're making everything so common today. If you don't watch it, you be thinking it's all right too. And if you're waiting on the Lord for a husband or wife, honey, you keep believing God for a husband or wife, not another wife or not another man. And a man with a man and a woman more. You keep believing God for the opposite sex. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Because that's what God's going to give you. If you get anything else, you get something else. Some people are like, I'm just tired, so I'm just going to be with so-and-so. Ooh, Jesus. Don't never get that tired. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I'd be scared that God would send fire down from heaven. You know, Lord started a whole... Somebody need to preach on that. Maybe I preach a little bit on it today. He started a whole city for that. God did not like that. Because he's the one that created man and woman. And why would somebody else twist that around like that? God destroyed a whole city for that. And he's not pleased with it today. We don't go around, you know, this talk of calling people out and stuff like that, but you better have enough sense. Don't be letting nobody touch you too close. Amen. Your hands, filthy hands off of me. Yes, Lord. Yes. especially you of the same sex, don't touch me. Amen. We ain't no, I'm untouchable. Uh-huh. Don't tell me, honey, that's pretty what you got. You can tell me it's pretty. Take your hands off of me. You know, I may talk to this, the sister, girl, that's pretty. You may be, honey, and you don't want to feel no kind of creepiness off of folks. Feel anything creepy? You better stand up. Stand against that. Come against that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Without a natural affection, truce breakers, one who don't keep their word, make agreement and covenant, but don't keep the word. Don't keep your word. A truce breaker is someone that makes agreement, makes a vow, and do not keep it. A covenant breaker. They do not keep. You got people. A lot of people don't keep their word. They'll tell you, I'm be at your house tomorrow. You don't see them, you don't hear from them, you don't know nothing. Yeah. You can't depend on them. Y'all made an agreement about something. And they changed the whole thing. Don't keep no part of agreement. Truce breaker. Amen. Yeah, let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. Keep your word to say. False accusers. People that are telling lies, falsely accusing people. We got these are type of characteristics of people are having in the last day. False accusers. Incontinent. Amen. Someone that's out of control and unrestrained. Don't have no control of the things they say, they do. They're out of control. Unstrained. Amen. Uncontrolled. They can't control their behavior. The things they say, they just all out of control. It's almost like in a road rage, or something. They don't have no control. You got that running around here. Amen. All over. Amen. And fierce. Lord, we know we got that. That's why we look at the news all the time. Somebody done shot somebody, killed somebody, because somebody went straight off. You'll murder somebody, anything, just lose it. Fierce. Brutal. To be fierce, you're a brutal person or very greatly aggressive. Vicious. Dangerous. Cruel. A terrible person. You got people out here like that. This is the kind of, we're in the last days. You can look at the news and see all this right here. Goes on. Amen. Amen. Despisers of those that are good. That's why I'm going back. Everybody not going to pat you on the shoulder because you're doing good. Yeah. Everybody not going to like you when you're doing good. They will smile in your face and stab you in the back. Yeah. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Especially if they got the devil in them. They don't have no intentions on living right. Honey, they can smile in a minute in your face, honey, and have 12 knives in your back. All at the same time. Amen. Use your discernment. Don't be unwise. Think that you living in a cruel world, honey. This is a cruel world. Walk around here thinking everything is peachy king. It's not. Somebody give God a praise. It's a real world out here. A wicked world. Amen. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Everybody know what a traitor is. A traitor is a person that betrays a friend. Most time it's a friend. Yeah. That's why I don't like all that. My parents, I guess I probably got that from my parents. My mother used to always, she used to always say, stop all that whispering and creeping and stuff. Sneaky, she said. She called you out sneaky. That's probably where I got it from when I say it. Whispers. People that whisper stuff, they even know what they're whispering. They may be talking about somebody. I'm talking about if you had to tell somebody something, but you just go, you just run from one place to the other. Something's creepy about you. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Sneaky. Yeah. Why everything got to be a... Y'all want me to do that again? Why everything got to be... Amen? Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Traitors. A person that betrays a friend or another's trust. A hypocrite. A backstabber. Traitors. We don't have to walk around here with apprehensions and everything on our jobs and things. We don't have to walk around looking like, oh, everybody's after me. God ain't tell you walk around like that because something wrong with that picture. You need to get your nerves calmed down or something, some peace or something. But you got to be alert. You can be out there doing your work and the Spirit of God lets you know, don't go, don't do this, don't do that. And you better go by the Holy Ghost leading you. You ain't listening to the Spirit, you're going to be, what's your name? I'll go over there and you walk yourself in the trap. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Amen. People start praising you, lifting you up. They start doing it too much. You better watch it. They do it here and there. You know, it's all right. But they lift you up all day long. You get ready to come for a tumbling down. Because somebody gonna have some jaggers ready to stab in you. Traitors. A person who betrays a friend or another. Hypocrite. A backstabber. High-minded. These are the characteristics of people in the last days that you're going to see all this more and more. We already see, but you see more and more. High-minded. High-minded is an arrogant person, a haughty person, a person that thinks they know it all, think they're above everybody. High-minded. It says, and lover of pleasures more than the lovers of God. And boy, I can just stay on that. I remember back in the day, even when I got saved, even before I got saved, and like somebody was saying, I think Bishop Tidwell, somebody was saying about how we used to have service here on this day of the week, service there on that day of the week. You were so much in church, you know, you was in church a lot, but you really got so much edification and strength and everything. Amen. People nowadays, they do everything on the House of God Day. They got to go to a party. They got to do this. They got to do that. People, they more lover of pleasures than the pleasure of the things of God. Amen. They're more to gratification, to gratifying their flesh than the things of God. Amen. So what's going to happen? If you continue to do like that, you're going to get further and further and further and further and further away from God. Loving the pleasures, it said, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. And it said, having a form of godliness. God's saying, they come to the house of God out of a form, but that's all they got. There's no relationship with God. There's none of that. It's just, I just go to church out of because that's what we do. Having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. But do not produce or have the power, the real power on the inside. Just have the formality. This is the way we do this, so this is what we do. But don't have the power of God manifestation. And it says, from such, turn away. God said, from all of this that we read, God said, turn away from this. In other words, stay away from it. Amen. Why does he say stay away from it? Because it will become a part of you if you cling to it. Amen? The Bible said, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. David said, I believe, Joshua, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. You have to be fully persuaded that I'm going to walk with God regardless of who's walking with God. Amen. You got to save yourself from this untoward generation. Yes, amen? I don't care if your dog don't want to be saved. Dog can be saved. Your cat don't want to be saved. Your children don't want to be saved. Your husband don't want to be saved. Your wife don't want to be saved. You got to be fully persuaded I am walking with Jesus and it's just the same. Amen. Lord. Amen. You might have a little rocky road, but you better stay on that road. Amen. It's best to stay on the right road to be lost. Amen? Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Perilous times shall come. And perilous times, they're already here. Amen. And they're going to get worse. Amen. We are living in the last days. Amen. And the Lord is soon to come back. They've said that for many years. When I was a child, before I got saved, I used to hear the Lord's coming back. And some people say, we've been hearing that so long. When is he really coming back? He's coming back. Amen. And every day is closer to his comeback. Amen. You just want to be ready. Amen. I want to be ready. Amen. I want to, amen, make my calling and election sure. You know, with enough hell going on down here, I do not want to go to hell. I'm not trying to go to hell. I'm not want to take no chances and thinking I'm saved and I'm not saved. I want to make my calling and election sure. And I thank the Lord many times because I have parents before they left here, amen, that were saved. Amen. And because and it's a blessing. I was just thinking the other day, you know, I was talking to, you know, some relatives of mine, you know, out of town. I was saying, you know, I was thinking, I said, you know, I've got to think. I said, Lord, I really do thank you for my parents being saved because they're dead and gone, but they left a legacy and they left a life, amen, for us to choose from. If any of my siblings, amen, do not make it, it will be nobody's fault but their own because we had examples. Our parents were saved, amen. And I thank God for having saved parents is the reason that I'm saved, amen. I thank God for that. And even if you didn't have saved parents, thank God you have God had you somebody to lead you to the Lord, amen. It's a blessing, amen. Because a lot of time, I was thinking about some other things this morning as I was getting ready, and I was thinking, Lord, it is very, very important. And that was the reason why I was thinking about it. But I said, Lord, it's very, very important to have saved parents being that example, you know, and you know, just because you say you're saved, but if you, amen, not letting your light shine, you know, you're not showing them the right way to be saved. But I'm just saying, but you trying to live right before them, it does make a difference. It does make a difference. Because if you're not walking with God, I guess your children going to follow sometimes the same road that you on. And then not only would you, their children follow that road, their children will follow that same road. I was praying for some, you know, some family members today out of town, just praying for some of them. I said, Lord, you know, I begin to think about, you know, how did, you know, when I was communicating with one of my relatives, and that, you know, I was just thinking, I was asking, inquiring to them about, you know, their children and everything, and I was thinking about, because I remember ever meeting them, but I was thinking about, and they began to tell me some things. I said, Lord, this thought about it. I said, Lord, this, you know, Lord, help them, help their children, because sometimes we think that this, our salvation is about us. It's not just about us, honey. I tell you one thing. Some of your folks would go actually to hell, amen, if somebody wasn't having a light before them. And you don't know how bad. I got two sons myself. I don't know what my son, even my old son, I don't know where he would be, if he would be still in the land of living, if somebody wasn't saved, if somebody wasn't calling upon the name of the Lord. It does matter when you're walking with God than versus when you don't walk with God. Amen. Glory to God. Some people, they hold the bloodline. Everybody just fall in the same pitch, amen. Everybody, you know, got issue, got this disease taking you out here. It just runs straight through the family. It hits everything. It's like a generation curse that's going all the way through your household, amen. The only thing that break that is the blood of Jesus. I said the only way to break that generation curse is the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We all be, if your grandmother died at 29, your whole family, devil wipe all you out about 29. It takes the power of God, to break that generation curse. Glory to God. And it stops right there. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. I said, somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord, you know, I was just talking to the Lord. The Lord was saying, that's why, you know, you might not understand the road you on. Glory to God. But God got some of us as intercessors praying for our family, praying for our loved one. Somebody got to stay set to the side to pray. Somebody got to call upon the name of the Lord as we all be thrown over there. Somebody give God a prayer. And because you're praying for somebody else, you're praying for yourself too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're saving yourself and saving those that are around you by living right for God. It does pay off to be saved. Quit letting the devil twist you in the mind and make you think you want to be on the other side. You keep looking on the other side, you're going on the other side. Somebody give God a praise up in here. Come on, give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop looking on the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop digging your face in the things of God. Put your face in the word of God. Put your knees upon some prayer. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he near. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, stand to your feet and give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It does matter when you're walking with God. It does matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Children might look like they ain't paying no attention to you, but you keep on walking with God. Glory to God. They paying some attention to you, honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're showing them how to get it done. I said you're showing them how to get it done. Hallelujah. Anybody that ain't trying to really show their children how to get it done, glory to God, you don't really love your children. You don't really love your children. Glory to God, you ain't praying for them. You don't never talk to them sometime about the Lord. You don't love them like you say you love them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't want to see your children fall over in hell. Why you want to be saved? You don't want your children to be saved. Somebody give God a praise. I don't talk to my oldest son all the time. I talk to him here and there, and I talk to my other son too. I love my children. I don't throw down church or down they throw all the time and everything. But once in a while, if I get a chance to say something, I will say something. But one thing about it, I'm praying for them all the time. I say I'm praying for them all the time. I don't want my children to be lost, and you shouldn't want your children to be lost. You don't want your soul to be lost. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. I said you don't want your soul to be lost. Somebody praise the Lord. Glory to God. We need to turn up seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. Stop giving the Lord the little me prayers. Hallelujah. It's getting hot outside. You better turn your prayer up hot. Turn up a hot prayer to the Lord. Turn your face to the wall. Hallelujah. Fast and pray. Hallelujah. Skip some meal. Glory to God. Get off your phone. Say, I'm talking to God today. Somebody give. I says, tell the devil. Tell everything. I'm talking to God today. You ain't got to go around telling everybody you're talking to God. You just start talking to him. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Having the form of godliness, but denying the power of God. When you come to church, glory to God, because you know you're supposed to come to church, but you don't do what you need to do throughout the week with God. You're walking in a form. Come out of that form. Glory to God. Get down to the nitty gritty. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Glory to God. Turn yourself some fasts over. Turn your face to the wall. You'll blow the devil away. You'll blow hell away. You'll blow some of that stuff to come in your way. You need to fast your flesh. Fast your flesh. Fast your flesh out of some stuff. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise. Handala Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can kill your flesh when you turn down your place and talk to the Lord. I said you can bring that flesh under subjection when you turn your face to the Lord and skip some meals and move everybody out of the way. Got to give you a new concept of where you look at stuff. Somebody give God a praise. Come on and praise him in here. Come on and praise him in here. Come on, lift your hand and go on and praise him in here. Glory to God. I tell you, we're not going to make it no other way. You got to apply some pressure. I said you got to apply some pressure. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of times we don't apply pressure when we're not under pressure. But you would turn your pressure into some power. Because sometimes people not going to pray through. I ain't talking about me prayers. I'm talking about pray through until something really get on their back. And they get really sick and tired of it. They're going to keep praying until they pray their way out. That's how you coming out of your situation. Pray your way out. Pray your way out. Amen. And let the Holy Ghost pray through you so you won't get tired of hearing your own self pray. Because some of us, we get down there and we so discouraged and we pray and we get up discouraged because we feel like I didn't get through. Because all you did, you just stand down there and tell the Lord all your problems. You ain't letting no spirit or nothing touch you. Let the Holy Ghost touch you. Amen. Till he gets, like the sister say, till he begin to tell you what to do. Because you get down with God, he'll get down with you. God got answers and he got solutions to your problem. He may not fix everything right away, but he'll lead you down the road. You know it's God leading you down that road. And for you know it, you'll find yourself doing this, that, and the other. You know it's this God. How many of you know that God's leading us all? Amen. We're not all on the same road, but he's leading us all. Amen. I have a destiny. You have a destiny. When you get to your destiny, like you need to get, well, I get to my destiny. It depends on what you do with the Lord. Amen. You got to purposely. And I tell you, even as a person that's, if you're single, you have to hook up with God like never before. I'm going to tell you nothing that I wouldn't know. You can't hold the thing. You can't maintain and be and have a lot of lacks without having some real deep issues. See, which single people need to know that. They don't know that. Nobody really tells them. The Bible says a single woman cares for the things of God. Reason it said that, because God already knows all these other lacks going to be there. So you got to pull to the things of God so they won't affect you like that.
Amen.
Is that good? I'm getting a little teaching too. But if you don't, you're going to be overwhelmed.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you,
Jesus. And the Bible said a married woman cares for the things of her husband, how she may please her husband. When you get married, you got to learn how to divide all of that up.
Uh-huh.
To balance it all out. Because you're not going to have the same time and the same thing you had when you were single. But you got to keep God included in there so you can stay married.
Amen.
Or stay whole. Or stay whatever.
Amen.
Just keep your right mind. Amen? But when you don't have God in your life, when you are single, amen, you want to delight yourself in God as much as you can. And the Lord said, when you delight yourself in me, what did he say he would do? What did he say he would do? God's not a man that he should lie. But if you're not delighting yourself in the Lord, you might be hindering yourself. Somebody said, well, I talk to the Lord. I pray to the Lord. You got to delight. You got to get kind of deep into the things of God. Because God knows what he's doing. See, when you get into the deep things of God, you get into the deep things of God, then God will move those other things that bothering you, troubling you out your way. But if you don't get deep into the things of God, you get more deep into these things, the devil going to wear you out. Mentally, physically, and all. If you don't be in for the love of God, he'll drive you on away from God. Because you'll get so discouraged and so depressed, and the devil tell you God's never going to answer your prayer. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God a praise. Have you believed that God is preparing you for the next thing that he has in your life?
Yeah.
Waiting for you. I believe it. I said, how many believe that God is preparing you? Says no time being wasted. Because if you were ready for it, you would have it by now. If you were ready for it, you would have it by now. Somebody said, well, my circumstances, if I would have what? You might need to be mentally or physically, amen, mature for the next. You got to even be mature for the things the blessing of God sent your way. Because some people, when they going through, but when they get all right, honey, they don't pray like they used to pray. They start doing their thing.
Uh-huh.
God knows if you're ready. Can you handle? Can you stand? I had a book. I'd let somebody read and never get it back, so I don't lay my books out. Wasn't nobody in here. It's called Can You Stand to Be Blessed? Can you stand to be blessed for the next thing God has for you? That's my question too. Can I stand to be blessed for the next thing God has for me? I know you want different things, but are you physically, are you mentally mature enough for it? Are you mature enough for another a good paying job? Would it keep you out of church all the time? Are you mature for the right mate? Are you gonna be able to do good in the marriage? Are you mature for this over here? Are you? And God will show you some signs of immaturity before you get them. You'll see stuff about you that you need help with.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You know, is you your patience short, or you can't take stuff, and you go off in the drop of a hat? Well, God wants all. He wants you to cool down with all that before he put anything in your life. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You one of them people, I can't take no more. That's it. It's gonna be me and you. You're gonna be on the news fight.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you.
I mean, it's reality. God is all wise God. He see the whole picture. He see you way down the road before you get what you want. Somebody give God a praise. He knows if you can handle it. Amen. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. So stay in God's timing and stay within his will. God says, you keep praising me the way you do. God said, that place where you felt in him today, God said, strive to stay right there. Because that place is taking you over to somewhere else. It's taking you. You see, whatever God do for us, it takes us in the spirit first. The spirit, it's not an out thing go first. It's the spirit go first. Because it's the spirit is what's carrying you over. It's going to carry you over there to the next thing in your life. The spirit's going to take you over there. You're not going in your own strength. The spirit's taking you there. It's preparing you to go. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus.